Thank you for coming to the Paradise Board Advisory Board meeting for August 26, 2025. Could we please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or three or more item agenda at any occasion. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussing relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard on this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning, BCC, and the Clark County Planning Commissioner PC on final action. Please turn off your cell phones or any electrical devices, mute them so we don't disturb anybody trying to present. Please take private conversations outside. You are welcome to come back in. And then we're going to take roll call at this time, and everybody is present but Susan Phillips, and she is excused. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And then do we have any, we have approval for the minutes for August 12th,
2025? Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes of August 12th, 2025.
There's a motion on the floor to approve August 12th, 2025 minutes. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion to approve agenda for August 26, 2025.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, August 26, 2025, with no changes.
There is a motion on the floor to approve August 26, 2025 agenda with no changes and no holds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Is there any informational items? No, nothing tonight? Okay, then we'll get right away and get started. What do we got? Oh, I need to do the public. I need to say that. I forgot. One more little spiel. I'm sorry. I apologize. The public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak as an individual public hearing items at the time by they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within your jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium and speak your name clearly and your address. If the board member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, they will do so at that time by a majority vote. Okay, now we can move on. agenda item number one. UC250169, Object-LLC, Hoover Dover Amendment Use Permit for the following. A proposal for a multifamily development and a proposal for a monorail station. Waiver a development standards for the following. Reduce setbacks. 2. Reduce parking lots. Landscaping no longer needed. 3. Reduce parking. And 4. Allow alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for the following. 1. Proposed multifamily development with assessed commercial, retail, restaurant uses and a proposal for monorail station on 1.33 acres in a CR commercial resort zone with an airport overlay, generally located on east of Paradise Road and north of Harmon Avenue within Paradise. Welcome.
Hi, good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Gronauer, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicants and the property owners. This is an exciting project. We've held it several times because we've been working with staff on a waiver application and parking analysis associated with it. But this is just over over 1 acre on Paradise, just to the north of Tropicana. There's an Embassy Suites just to the east of the property. Further east of it is UNLV. You can see University Center Drive is located right here. To the west is the Virgin Hotel, formerly Red Rock Hotel and Casino. And then you can see also to the north are other hotel and resort properties. This whole area is planned and zoned entertainment mixed use, so the on your agenda all the time. The highest and most intense uses up and down the resort corridor. So there's the land use map and the zoning map, the commercial resort zoning on the property. The application before you is actually for a multi-family project that is associated with the Loop. And you've seen the Loop, you've actually approved it a while back. It's the transportation system that's currently under construction with the tunnels that are going under the resort corridor, currently under Paradise right now that are constructing. And the idea is that it's mostly operational right now at the convention center. However, there will be eventually 104 stops with the Loop system. You get into Tesla, and the whole point of the transportation system is going from point A to point B directly. It's not like a subway system where you have to stop at each stop when you get into your Tesla. You go just from your point to the stop that you're designated for. So this is a multi-family development with a station below it. And it will be owned and operated by the owners of the Loop. It'll be the first of its kind, and obviously the entire point of it is to not have vehicles associated with the project. So you can see here, it's on Paradise. They own the property. The idea is they'll develop the Loop station underneath the property, and then they'll have 132 units above it. The first level, they'll have a bodega for the residents, so a little bit of retail commercial on the bottom, as well as a drive-through window. So in theory, you could actually pick up some kind of coffee on your way into the Loop and on your way to wherever you're headed. Hopefully, mostly corridor employees will live in this complex so that they can just hop in and get to their properties with a lot less ease than the roadways provide. But additionally, there is a lot of transportation opportunities besides the Loop. There's a bus route right here on Paradise. There's obviously a ton of connectivity for walkability as well to UNLV and to the resort corridor. So the idea of the project is to not have vehicles. It's very urban and very much geared towards no vehicles. This is what the project will look like. So you can see a really cool, modern, Howard Perlman designed it, so very, very unique and neat project for multifamily for rent. It'll be six stories, which is 75 feet in height, same height as Embassy Suites just to the east of it. So from a flight pattern standpoint, it shouldn't be an issue. We have submitted for FAA and they're awaiting those results, but we don't think height should be a problem because Embassy Suites to the east. The same height Virgin to the west is higher. It's actually 50 feet higher, so we're lower than the Virgin hotel property. You can see it's very front-loaded. It's a small site and it's narrow. So one of the waivers we have is a reduction in the front yard setback from 10 feet to 6 feet. It's not the entire portion of the front, but you can see there are portions of the building that encroach into that 10-foot setback. So that's one of the waivers that we have before you. It's waiver number one. We're actually withdrawing and don't need waiver number two, which is the landscaping. We'll meet that landscaping requirement. Waiver number three, we also do not need. That's the parking reduction. And the reason is we had a study performed by a licensed traffic engineer that's been stamped and submitted to planning to justify that parking. And so the new code allows you to do that study in lieu of the waiver. So we can withdraw waiver number three if you're comfortable with the parking as we proposed. And finally, the alternative driveway. We do need that waiver, only one of the waivers. We can withdraw the waiver for the width, so we were asking for a slightly wider driveway here from 40 feet to 48 feet. We can meet that, so we'll withdraw that waiver, and that's not a problem. But the throw depth waiver, we can't meet the 25 feet. It's just such a narrow site, so you can see, I think we have 11 feet here and 12 feet here, where 25 feet is required. But in working with your public works department, we do have a cross-access easement on this driveway aisle here. It's so any type of truck traffic, we can certainly limit to this accessway so that it could get to the back of house of the building and eliminate any confusion in front. I think the concern that Public Works has is specific to this northern driveway and cars potentially lining up there. So if the board's inclined, we'd like to limit truck traffic to this access point on the south so that we don't run into that issue. And I emailed with them today. I haven't heard back from them if that addresses their concern, but we're working on that. So that was the only other waiver, the setback and then that driveway curb depth waiver. Otherwise, it's an exciting project. I think it'll be a really cool area for it, obviously. Right in the heart next to UNLV, where you've got a ton of students that are should and could, and hopefully you walk to school. And then also the resort quarter, where employees could live and work right in the area, and then ultimately utilize the Vegas Leap system. These are tied together, so I do want to say it's not like the Leap can be approved here without the multifamily, and same thing with the multifamily and the Leap. So if this were approved, I think there was a concern that what if someone just goes and builds the apartments without the Leap system, the approval would be tied together, and so that situation should not arise if that's a concern from a parking standpoint.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board. So I just have a question. So basically what we're looking at is, one, you've removed two. Three, you said you're removing that one then? So three, we're not going to discuss. And then, unless they have a question, but I don't think they would. And then, so basically you're looking at 4, B, and C.
Correct.
Because you're wanting A removed as well.
Yes.
Okay, so we just have 1, A, B, and C. Okay. So on that one, I had a big concern about the throat depth, but so you put in already for that to be your commercial entrance only?
Yes.
So then on this one, right there, the depth of it, that scares me a little bit. Mm-hmm. On the entrance, because it's short,
right?
And we all know when people are turning and getting backed up or confused, now you're sitting in the main doorway. So is there another suggestion that you guys might have for that? Did you come up with an alternate maybe?
So I had initially said maybe a right turn pocket here, if planning and public works would allow us to do that. It would obviously encroach a bit into the sidewalk and the landscaping, but I think that could solve that issue. That way cars are off paradise and we have some room to turn in there. I can certainly continue to work with public works on maybe doing that. Or we could just make this a right out and a right in down here so that we can eliminate that concern.
The backup.
Yeah.
And then I had a question on the buffer, the 6 feet to the 10 feet. Why can't you give them the safety of the 10 feet, because it always concerns me when we talk about taking the buffer away from the main thruway of traffic that's going. I just had one the other day that went right into the side of from the road onto the buffer that we have for the number one. I was wondering about that one.
Oh, number one was
the minimum of 6 to 10.
Oh, that's the setback in the building.
Right, okay.
So not on the road.
Not on the road. Okay. So I misread that one for me. That's for my misread. I apologize.
No. So this is, you can see here, the building encroaches slightly here. You know, it's like a U shape. So it's not the entire building that encroaches into that, but there's a 10-foot building setback from Paradise to the building, and we're asking for some deviation there.
Yeah. Why can't you use the setback?
Well,
staff is saying it's self-imposed.
I guess to some degree it is self-imposed. You have to shrink the building size. So the building is just small. It's I mean, the whole footprint is small. It's only an acre. So if there's a place to do that,
you're talking 4 feet.
You are talking 4 feet. I guess they could do it. It just would
they could
impact
do it.
The size of the building, yeah. Yes. But you see all up and down the resort corridor waivers on that setback. Are
well, we're not talking about all the buildings up and down the corridor.
Right.
And that wouldn't necessarily be true of all the buildings on the corridor.
Right.
We're talking about this building.
Yep.
Okay? And it's self-imposed, and you're saying they could do it, but they'd rather not. And, you know, I don't see why we should be approving that when you could do it, but you just don't want to.
I guess it's just the way that it's designed.
It's 4 feet. It's not going to make that much difference on the building. It does have an issue with the setback.
Okay. Well, I'm just happy to take that recommendation back if that's a big, important piece to the board. I think it shouldn't impact the safety of anything. It's not like it's a visibility problem. It's just simply the standard is 10 feet and we're supposedly slightly that in certain areas.
I do have a problem with the 24 spaces. What is that now? Do you have to do it or you don't? You said you didn't need the waiver now.
Correct. So the new code allows you to do a parking study in lieu of a parking waiver.
Okay.
So our parking is still as proposed with the 24 spaces. We submitted a study that...
But you did do the study.
We did do a study and stamped by a traffic engineer. I think staff is still not supporting the application.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Right. But that is why the waiver is no longer there.
And then there is another issue with this. A waiver of development standards. There was one with Public Works has an issue with the staff can't support it because what did we finally come to on the driveway width? Are they going to make it deeper or just wider?
It was wider, but we can withdraw that one.
You want to withdraw that one.
Yeah, so right now it's just 1 and 4 and B and C.
And we also have an issue with the Department of Aviation.
Yes, I'm about to drop that up. So this is in 80, 60, and 65, so we have to do noise attenuation because we're so close to the airport. It's allowed to have multifamily. It's not like we're not allowed to have multifamily, but that whole area requires attenuation for noise, which will meet this, of course.
Okay. It requires what?
Noise attenuation with the construction. Okay. So we'll make sure that noise attenuation...
And you're going to advise the tenants of the issue?
Yes. We can get them notice.
I would include that.
Okay. And for the... Do you have anything?
I want to see a recommendation for the 10-foot setback rather than 6-foot.
So on number one, you wanna leave it with the code to 10,
yeah,
not
the
10-foot.
Six. That would be my recommendation.
And then you want
whoever makes the
noise. Noise. You want a noise.
They're going to do noise mitigation, and they are agreeable to advising the tenants.
And you just want that in there.
Potential tenants.
Okay. And then, do you want to make a motion, or do you want me just to make the motion? Okay. So I think I understand what we're going to go with here.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion to approve waiver number 4, B and C, with the condition that the ingress and for the construction would only be able to be used on the, what is that, the east side of the, where you showed me?
South
side. And then with... I think those are fine. And then he wants to have a noise condition mediation attached. And I think that would be it.
And
right?
They're going to disclose to the potential tenants.
So with that noise mediation, you need to let the tenants know. Do you think a date?
Then we should make the tenants aware of it.
Do you want to do days on that? How would that be like? How many days would you need to notify them? What do you think, to let them know?
There is a little list of approved conditions as far as aviation providers.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
Perfect then. Good. Okay. So I think we're good then. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
And that's if approved, correct?
Yes.
Approved.
I don't want to
staff,
make
yes. Preliminaries, yes. Apologize. I think we're good. I think you got it.
Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You had the 10-foot in there also.
Yes.
That was approval of all the design fees, right?
Yes.
And then with the deleted waiver number 2, deleted number 3,
and A4. Yes. Applicant number 2 is, should I get, we're going to trip. Oh, you came. You made it.
Number 1 talked so long.
Oh, it worked out for me. I tried really hard.
Thank you, number 1.
Okay. SDR 250539 for Ticola, Anthony, and Joanne Family LP. Sign design review to increase the height of the pole's freestanding sign on 1.82 acres in a CR commercial zone with airport overlay, generally located off of Paradise Road, north of Flamingo Road, within Paradise.
Okay. Hey, good evening. Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. This is a site that's been around for a long time. If you're familiar with where it is, Morton sits right here. There was for decades an existing commercial shopping center that was there, which caught on fire and burned down.
Yeah.
And as a result, they are now rebuilding it, so you're starting to see that. In addition, there was a widening of Paradise, or there will be a widening of Paradise as applications come through, so additional land has been dedicated in order to allow for that widening. There was an on-premise sign on the site when the commercial center was first there, and so this just basically reestablishes that sign because of the narrowness, probably goes without saying, but because of the narrowness of that parcel, you can't see any of the tenants who are in the center itself. The center will be built along the north property line and the doors will face towards the south, so literally no tenant faces towards Paradise. So the sign has always been the only way to know who's in there. So they're trying to reestablish and put the sign back up when the whole center comes up and gets built. And that's the request for this application. The staff is recommending for us. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Is there anybody here in the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and open it to the board.
So we have those signs are going to be on what portion of it?
This sign.
Where's it going to be on the site? Right there?
The sign itself is going to be up here along Paradise.
Okay.
And then I was just showing you what it would look like. And this will be for the tenants that are inside the building.
Madam Chair, this is Miller, 27, move to approve subject to preliminary staff condition.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 3, TM 250139, Budget Suites American LLC, Nevada. Tenanted map consisting of one commercial lot, 10.69 acres in a IP industrial park zone, generally located east of Valley View Boulevard and south of Tropicana Boulevard within Paradise. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. James Lopez, 6725 Southeastern Avenue, on behalf of the applicant. I got a board, it won't fit on the tray here.
On the easel, and then she can help you. Monica can. There you go.
It's a tentative map to combine four lots that are existing into one commercial subdivision. Staff recommend approval. We agree with everything that's said. If you have any questions, we'll be glad to answer.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on the agenda item? Seeing no one, I'm closing it to the public and opening it to the board.
If no one has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? You're good?
Thank you.
Okay, agenda item 5, VS 250570, Nelson.
Are we on 4?
Oh, sorry, did I skip 4?
Yeah.
I apologize, you guys. Item number four, UC 250537, Dela Cruz, Gonzalez, and Val, I'm going to say these wrong, I apologize. Are you here? use a permit to allow home occupation waiver development standards for the following. Reduce setbacks and reduce building separation in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on a 0.18 acre in a RS 5.2 residential single-family 5.2 zone, located west of Spring Hill Avenue and north of Oak Hill Avenue within Paradise. Welcome. State your name and your address, please.
I'm Ed Woods. I'm a data state developer. I'm just going to be translating.
Okay, perfect. I just need the address now.
I just 3862 Spring Hill Avenue.
Okay.
Obviously, we're not doing like a major site plan or anything. It's just a single family resident. We have four structures in the back that want to get a waiver development for it. In addition, which we just closed it off, it was like a backyard, it's like patio, and we just closed it off. And then two gazebos that are set up, and shed one was also set up for my dad's workshop, like he works in insulation. And then shed two just came in the house and came with the house, sorry. And it's the separations between the walls are not as they're supposed to be. Side setback to 2 feet versus 5 feet is required for shed one. A waiver of development standards is required to reduce the rear setback to 2 feet versus 5 feet is required. A waiver of development standard is required to reduce the building separation to 4.5 feet versus 6 feet is required between shed one and shed two. A use permit to allow outside activities related to home occupation which are otherwise not permitted. A permit to allow customers on site for home occupation is also physically permitted in section 4.3. And the waiver of development standards to reduce building separation to 50 or 60 is required. And then lastly, a waiver of development standards to reduce building separation to 3.5 feet or 60 is no longer required. The addition and the UL number one is the number two. However, development standards to reduce the building separation to 2.3 feet for accepting the required between the two units.
All good for a minute. Just give me just. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Come on up and address the board, please, and say your name and your address. You can take the mic from the nice gentleman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Walsh. 3856 Spring Hill Avenue. I'm neighbors really right next to them. And I have spoken with neighbors directly behind us, Sherry, Ricardo, and Pancho. So all the surrounding neighbors, and nobody has any objections at all to what they have.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
For your time.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this agenda item? Okay, seeing no one's closing it to the public, and I'm going to open it to work. A lot of times we have a lot of these come in because a lot, I feel for the homeowners, I do, because a lot of times we don't realize what codes are in our district, and we've had quite a few of these come up now because it's just the way it is. And I'm glad that your neighbors are out to support you and stuff. How many of these are, I mean, like full structural, like cannot be moved, not be moved?
Just that, the one that came in the house.
The one that was there originally,
yeah,
from the build, okay. And the other ones can be adjusted and moved?
Yeah, they can be adjusted.
So in your backyard, on the ones that you can move, would you be willing to move them? To adjust them to the... Okay, so that would be an okay condition for you to meet. And I understand the one that was there that was when you bought the house. And so my other issue is that do you have power and electricity running to these? At all?
So the structures?
No, no power, nothing.
No,
they're just structures.
Just the main house.
Okay. So which one is it? Tell me, it's two is the permanent one that you cannot move?
No, shed number one.
Shed number one is the one you can't move, but all the other structures can be adjusted to fit per code.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're willing to do that? Okay. Does anybody else have?
Yeah. The home business. Now, you said, I think, your dad has an insulation business, is that right?
No, he just works for insulation.
Stores the material.
He works for insulation.
Insulation?
Yeah, he doesn't have a business.
Okay.
But there is
a business.
Why all the sheds?
There is a business though, right? The bakery?
Yeah, the bakery, yeah.
Okay. How many customers do you get to the bakery?
It depends on how many get ordered.
Because it's not a commercial area, okay? It's a residential area.
Yeah.
And we have approved those types of things before. For instance, we had an esthetician one time. So she has 4 or 5 customers a day, but they don't all show up at the same time.
Yeah.
One comes, gets her stuff, does what they need to have done, and then another one comes. So you have this bakery, which now you need a permit. Have you had the health department permit it?
Yeah, we have.
So you have all of that. You just don't have the permit from the county.
Do you have the does she have the cottage permit? Through the health? I think she has the
cottage.
So what I'm trying to get at is how many customers do you have coming to the house every day?
Per day, about no more than 5. No more than 5 per day.
She does a lot of online ordering, right? I checked her Instagram out. So she does a lot of she does a lot of online ordering, correct? Like for parties and stuff like that. I mean, that's what I pictured her. Not that we're just trying to get. I think his question is like if you're running a business out of the home, that's an issue. Even though we're here for the waivers, he's wondering if the storage is because of the business you're running out of the home. I think that's the point.
So what is the point of all the storage?
The storage is just. My dad has a lot of tools for the insulation.
Okay.
So
let me get back to the bakery if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So you're saying you only have 5 customers roughly a day coming to the bakery?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any signage?
A what?
Signage?
A signage?
Sign.
A sign?
A logo,
any
like
kind of
a
sign
logo?
Documented
no.
That, you know, saying, hey,
no.
This is where my business is at?
No.
Because you're going to need a permit if you do.
Yeah. No,
so you need to start thinking about when you do things. He needs to start thinking about when he does things, I should say. Check and make sure whether or not you need a permit. Because we don't want to see this again. Okay? Now you know. So if you have any doubts whatsoever, you check and find out if you need a permit. Okay.
I have a quick question. How many employees do you have?
Employees is just my mom. She does the pastries, and then my aunt. So it's
2 people.
Yeah.
Is the aunt live there? Or
huh?
Does she live there, or she come? She comes.
It's my aunt. No, she doesn't.
Okay, so just one employee.
I'm just having a hard time with all the ancillary sheds and stuff. I'm not getting that at all.
Well, it would seem that if he can make the sheds fit to the code, I don't think there's that big of an issue.
Right. So, and I think that's what they're here for. They're not here for. I understand we all don't want businesses rent, but we need to stake that what they're here for is
they're here for the permit.
Yeah.
And they're here for the
right
the waiver.
So
that's
then
what
I
they're here for.
Right.
And all of what we've talked about is relevant to that.
So the permit. That's what I was going to ask. Do you want to make a motion on any other stipulation, like you want me to add to it for the business to
as long as they can meet the waivers, then they won't need the waivers.
Okay.
They have an active violation as well. Code enforcement has been out there for these structures without the permits.
Yes, we
need
that.
These are so if you guys are going to rebuild, I do have a big problem with the tarps, the tent light structures, like those.
Yeah.
Those are not. I cannot support those being in the back corner. If we grant these waivers, or if we add any conditions to allow you these setbacks, I think you're going to have to rebuild these, and you can't just have poles out and throw tarps on. That's huge for me, especially if you're running a business out there. Like there's a lot of things with this application that I'm struggling with. But I saw in your picture a lot of these accessory structures and I'm not okay.
So you want a solid structure, is that?
I think if based on looking at the structures, I don't see why they couldn't rebuild to fit the code and then build the structure to fit. I mean, they're poles with tarps on them.
Yeah.
They can be moved. I do not mind granting the waiver for shed one since it's there and it looks. It was built with the house. I think that is reasonable for the waiver, but all the others, I don't see why you can't start over and make it right.
Can you put your picture back up of what he's referring to? So is that the one there?
I think there's.
So I just want to make sure we clarify which one you're.
Are those the gazebos or the shed?
Yeah, these are the
gazebos.
Yeah. So this one is like set up and has like another structure like a tarp, and then this one is just has that tarp there. But all these things can be used.
Okay. So he's willing to work with whatever, so he does. Okay. So with those, I don't know. You cannot like the way they look, but if I don't know about that, whether they need any kind of structural permits for that type of awning. I mean, he went
less than 200 square feet.
Yeah, they wouldn't need anything, so we might not like the way it looks.
No,
yeah,
I get
so
that, but they're still asking for the waivers. So I would not be willing to grant the waivers for the setbacks except for shed one, which is there previously, correct?
So, okay, do you just want me to
make? I don't want to make a motion.
Well, basically, we're going to make a motion and we're going to deny. Let's see which one deals with one. There's two.
Which one of these is the first
one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Number, because they've got them combined, like shed one and two. So if we just want to make a motion for shed one not to have to be adjusted or moved, do I just say, I mean, because it's kind of mixed in with each one. No, because 2A has it in it too.
So, you're going to approve the waivers related to shed number one. And it sounds like you're denying that.
Yes.
Okay.
And just say it in that motion.
Did you approve the waivers related to shed number one? And then me and Morgan will go through the motion to make sure that makes sense.
Okay.
And
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
you if we just do it for shed one, and they leave it there, but it says the other ones are not within the time frame. So if we say shed one, then that will make it so all the other ones will be accepted. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So shed one.
If we approve shed one and we don't approve the waivers for the other sheds, then they'd have to rebuild them
to code
and move them,
and
to,
move
the
them
code.
To code. And that would be the waivers too. That would be the setback and permit use permit. We're not going to let them without the change of code. Is that what you're asking?
I was just discussing, but I think you guys get what I'm
saying. So with the use permit.
Hey, Blanca,
yes.
Wouldn't it be that we're approving the waivers for shed one and denying the waivers for all the other sheds?
But then you have to do that. I have to get the use permit. That's what it is.
And we're approving a use permit.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
You're going to deny everything.
So I'm just going to deny everything except things that contains to shed number one,
okay.
And we approve that?
Yeah, so we're just going to separate between shed number one and shed number two, and four, three, four, six, three, two, five. So I would say 2A you're just going to really approve half of that.
So that would be anything. So can I just say that any conditions that apply to shed one, we are going to approve. Anything other than that will be denied.
Yes.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to approve any conditions that relate to shed one, and we are going to deny any other waivers or permits for any other storage unit other than storage one, because they have the awnings and everything else. So it would just be everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be brought to code. Go ahead.
For the use permit as well.
That's my issue with that one, because it doesn't say one or two. So when
the use permit says the home occupation, right? Yeah.
That's my problem. I'm gonna say that I'm okay with the use of what they're doing, especially since the neighbors came out in support and had no complaints with you. I will put you have a year review, I think, with the preliminary, with their review for, have a review in a year, because if it does change, then that would be something you have to look at to move your location, because then now you're running a business fully out of your home. Does that make sense? So I make a motion to approve with use permits. So,
With a 1 year review.
Yeah, with the 1 year review. Right. Everybody got it? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So you'll have to go forward to better see that one. Where did they go?
PC.
Okay?
Yeah. September 16th.
Have a good day. We're on five now, right? Okay, agenda item number five, DS250570 Nelson Dennis F. Living Trust 2003 and Nelson Nancy and Living Trust 2003 vacate and abandonment of portion of right of way with Wayne Road located between Hacienda Avenue and Alibaba Street Lane alignment with Into Paradise. And that's it. Welcome.
Hi, items 5 and 6, can you
come together? We can do that if you'd like.
Yeah.
P number owner description, let's see. WS250569 Nelson Dennis FL Living Trust 2003 and Nelson Nancy and Living Trust 203 waiver of development standards for the following: reduce setback to reduce street landscaping, eliminate parking area landscaping, and increase retaining wall height. design review for the outdoor storage facility on a 1.25 acre in an industrial light zone generally located north of Hacienda Avenue and west of Wayne Road within Paradise.
Thank you. Sandra Rural, 1720 Crystal Ann Avenue. Good evening, Madam Chair and Board. This property is along Hacienda and Wayne. It was constructed long before me, so 1997 was when this street was pretty much, you know, came about, which is the sites to the north, the east, and the south as well. My old district that we discussed earlier, which is all around, consider it. And in the business employment land use category. So in regards to item number five is the vacation for the ETF sidewalk that we are proposing for this site, which we thank staff's recommendation of approval for that. And then moving on to item number six, which is the waivers and the design review of the outside storage facility. So I don't think that the county has seen this site since 1997. And so the applicant is now trying to basically bring it up to compliance. It is an existing site. It is used for outside storage right now. There is a temporary tent that is located on the site, which is waiver number one. So the tent structure is now currently at 11 feet, which the 20-foot setback is required. So we're asking for a waiver for that. But again, the tent is temporary. So if a permanent structure has to come through, then obviously they will meet that 20-foot setback that's there. So we're asking for a favor on that one. Item number two for the waivers would be reduce the street landscaping along Lynn Road. Throughout Lynn Road, the 5-foot sidewalk is attached and is also 5-foot landscaping to the north, the east, and the south. So our request is basically to match the characteristics around the surrounding area by only providing 10 feet. With that, and then waiver number 2B is to eliminate street trees and shrubs. The applicant has requested to do a feet in lieu, which is part of the code. So to pay for the trees that he doesn't. There's no water to the site, so if we plant the trees, they might die. So he's asking for the fee in regards to that waiver. And then waiver number three is the parking lot landscaping. So parking is not really used on this site because it's more just storage. This is actually grandstanding for the Formula One Speedway. So the site is only used 3 months out of the year. And so the parking that's provided on the site lands is for the site plan. And so I think there would be only two required landscape islands if that were to be the case, but we would like to weigh that as well. And then item number four is to increase the retaining height wall 6 inches over the required 3-foot wall, which is something that the way that the site and the elevation is actually the only site along Lynn Road that hasn't been developed, so all of the dirt is piled up, and we need that retaining wall to hold back the dirt in that area. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Is there anybody here that would like to speak from the public on this agenda item? Seeing no one. Closing it to the public, open it to the board. I mean, you're denying, staff is saying they're denying 1, 2, and 3, and I kind of have, like, I always hear it, like, in these areas where I'm going to match surrounding areas, and we're not going to put landscape, we're not going to do this, and leave the dirt. The problem with the dirt is it blows around the top of the dirt. We don't have, like, any kind of absorption or heat or, and you say there's no water, but I know there's kind of water nearby. So I don't, and you say you only use it 3 months out of the year?
Correct, 3 months out of the year to take out the grid stands for the
So I definitely.
And he is providing rockscape. Okay. I didn't mention that.
I do have a big problem with the waiver of the land. I don't know if anybody, the landscape, I don't know if anybody else.
The whole thing is a denial.
Well, no, they supported number four.
But in that, how long has that tent been there?
It's been there a year and a half.
What is temporary?
Temporary is 3 years.
Yeah.
Is that what
so we're requesting for a 2-year review?
That may be a building department standard, I believe, for temporary structures. I'm not sure.
Because I know that for a long time, county had a hard time with the term temporary.
Mm-hmm.
What constitutes temporary?
Do you have anything? I mean, I think I'm going to make a motion to support what staff is denying, which is denial of 1, 2, and 3, but allow item number 4, and I don't have a problem with the height. All in favor?
On number 5.
No, I have it.
6.
Have it
right.
Waiver of number 5 applicant includes height. Oh, they are denying. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they're denying because of so many waivers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with the increase in the height. So, that I don't have a problem with because it secures the property and that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still good. Okay, I'll make the motion that I want to make a motion to deny waiver number 1, 2, and 3, but allow number 4. And then the developer standards, is that all I?
Design.
That's it, right?
Design.
Design, I know, I'm just trying to get where it's at.
It's actually
yeah, because this is 4. I just said 4. I just don't. But what I'm saying is, this is number 4. I'm saying is, I'm okay with the height of the wall. So which?
Yeah, I don't care about 4. I was just trying to
the design. Yeah. You have a problem with the design review?
You can deny everything.
In honesty, with it being used temporarily and there's no water to it, and we want Formula One here and we want the grandstands, I don't see any problems with really any of it. So.
With number 4, no, I don't, but you're denying everything else, so basically.
Okay, so
basically. Mute issue, but I'm okay with it. That's what you want to do.
Okay, I'm gonna make a motion to deny. I want the landscape. I like that we have some kind of buffer and landscaping that does that area a little bit more. I think we use excuses that because it's not there, we don't have to have it. So I'm gonna make a motion to deny waiver number 1, waiver number 2, waiver number 3. But I'm okay with the height, and then with the design review, I'm okay with the outdoor storage as long as it's in review with the preliminary staff conditions in 2 years, right? Because then your time would be up and you'd have to be reviewed again at that time.
Right. Are you okay with waiver number 2A? I'm sorry.
No.
The width of that landscape area is the question. B is the eliminating the street trees.
So you're asking if I'm okay with the reduction of the size of
correct.
The buffer? And it's going from 5-foot landscaping to
10-foot, 15 is required.
Right. I'm okay. So then let's do this then. Now I think I would like to see the full landscape. So I'm going to stick with what I on my guts what I would like to see in that area done a little bit more. Deny 1, 2, and 3. That's 8. Okay. Deny 1, 2, A, and B. And deny 3, and then I would like to support 4, and then the design review, I'm in support of this temporary storage, long as it's within the preliminary staff conditions. We have a review here in 2 years.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye. I do have one question.
Go ahead.
So on item five, what
for the staff?
The reason I
go back. Okay, I can do that really quick. I'm going
to
make a motion.
No,
I've got you. We were so focused on item agenda item five. We're going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? There you go.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
One more thing. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
On the number six vote, it was 3-1.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, applicant number 7, WS250540, Russell and Sean Caffey. Waiver of development stands for the following: to reduce setbacks, reduce building separation, increase hardscape area, and increase building height in a conjunction with an existing single-family residence on a 0.23 acres in a RS10 residential single-family 10 zone, generally located on Ebony Drive and east of Amigi Street within Paradise. Welcome. Say your name for the record and your address, please.
Sean Kathy Russell, 7370 Amigo Street.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, both of you, whoever's going to speak, and then when, okay, then go ahead and state your name and your address.
John Russell, 7370 Amigo Street.
Okay.
Sean Russell, 7370 Amigo Street.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead. just kind of speak while you're here and give us, and then if we have any questions after, we can ask if you don't answer any of our questions.
So we had a shed built when we bought the house about 5 years ago. We didn't know that we hired somebody to do it, so we thought that they knew the standards and stuff. So apparently it was about 100 something square foot too big, so we cut it down to meet the under the 200 square feet. So we're asking for it to be passed because it's so close to the house and so close to the outside wall. We're asking for that to be approved. We have an RV cover built.
Yeah, we hired a company to do an RV cover for one. And we did not follow a permit that was supposed to be able to pay for it. It was marked on there for it.
So that's the RV cover. And then this is the shed that we have cut down. It's about 146 inches wide, and that's the back side down the shed.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this item from the public? Seeing no one, close it to the public. I spoke to you earlier, and I had some questions, and I thank you for bringing the paperwork. I did do some research on patio. It was patio. I did call the contractor's board, and they did have some issues that they were saying they were pulling permits, and a lot of complicated issues with them, and they have been, their license is revoked, as you know. And I think the neighbors didn't have a problem with the RV as we were talking, so I don't know if you got a chance to talk to them.
I talked to all of you.
Okay. And I drove the area, and I saw that there is quite a few in your area. as before, we have a lot of problems with people building things and not having the permits and stuff, so I'm glad you have the paperwork to show that. The storage unit, though, did you have the same people build the storage? No, that was a different one. Okay.
Can't find his contact.
Okay.
He's just a general contractor.
Okay. Do you guys have any?
You don't have a problem.
I know.
What other areas can you get to the back of the house from any other part of the outside?
Oh, the whole back of the house is. Yeah, right here. This is the front coming from the driveway.
There's a gate.
Yeah, okay. The gate. And that goes all the way around to the back. Right here, comes around back this way, and that's the whole back pool. That's where the shed is.
Okay. So the whole backyard is not totally cut off. No. It's just that one side.
Right. Yeah. That's how that shed closed off. There's a wall behind the shed. So there's not even a way to get through there. From the front of the house, there's a wall in the shed.
Well, some neighbor apparently has a problem because the code enforcement filed a complaint. Oh, that's a tough one.
So that's a picture of the gate that gets us into the back side of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking at that. I wanted to know about that because of a fire hazard. You have a problem. The fire department can't get to the back of the house, but you can.
You can, yes.
On the other side.
Yeah.
The RV is in
there. Well, I could still get
that. It's the RV part of the problem.
Did you open it up to the public?
Yes, I did.
So that's the
that's
wall.
That's the wall.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I saw when I drove the last. These have just been coming up a lot lately. These are like...
But it still comes down to the property owner's responsibility to do their due diligence, to follow up and make sure they do what they say they're supposed to do. And that apparently didn't happen. And so now you have this problem.
Yes.
And, you know, there's very little room on either side of that shed for anything.
Can the shed be moved to a different part of your yard?
No.
Just tear it down.
I'm okay with the RV port and all that, but I have the heartburn over the shed. There's no real access on that side, and anything to get to it.
Do you want to make a motion? So one is the RV.
So the RV is number one, the rest of it is two and three. And four. Well, four, basically. Four is the RV also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all out of it. Except for the extra driveway on three. Well, if I made a motion, that would be a motion to approve 1, A, B, and C, and 4, and deny 2, A, B. Okay, approve 1, A, B, C, 3, and 4, and deny 2, A, B.
Is that your motion?
I think that about covers it.
Okay, I'm going to say it, and you tell me if I'm... There's a motion on the floor to approve 1, A, B, C, 3, and 4, and deny 2, A, and B. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you move forward. Did you get that?
I don't have anything numbered, so I don't know what's 2, A, and B.
Oh.
Well, pretty much covered the RV
and
everything, but denied the shed.
Okay, and the concrete or the hardscape?
The car, concrete, okay.
But not the shed.
Right.
So you go in front of the Planning Commission on September 16th. Okay?
Okay.
That's your next step.
Okay. So we need to do anything before then?
If you can fix the situation of your shed, maybe you try to fix something else, maybe.
Make some distance in between.
Yeah.
Knock down some walls.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if that walking, we already voted, but I mean, the suggestion would be if you have the footage in front of
it.
We cut the back half of the shed off with the 200 feet requirement.
Yeah. See if you can get someone to lift it, move it.
Now you just need to meet, the side requirement.
Right.
Step back.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good night. Okay, applicant 8. SDR 250549 SG Island Plaza LLC. How do you say that? Etkel and Nash. Showcase HLLC sign design review for the following: freestanding sign, 2 projection sign, and 3 increase the area of wall signs in conjunction with the previous approved sign package for an existing shopping center on a 1.82 acre portion of a 6.0 acre site in a CR commercial resort zone with an airport overlay, generally located in Las Vegas Boulevard, south and north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Welcome back.
Excuse me again, Jennifer Lasovich, TVD Festival, Jennifer Lasovich, 1980 Festival, Plaza Drive, here today on behalf of the Showcase Mall on these items. Showcase Mall has been going under some renovations. They've been getting some new tenants in. You may recall the application not too long ago for the Hard Rock Cafe going in. And so this application is to add additional signage onto the frontage that faces towards Las Vegas Boulevard. There will be both wall signs, which you can see in green. That's the building. And then this is the freestanding sign that's just under 172 feet tall. That sounds very tall, I understand that, but just for a frame of reference, which I think is interesting, the MGM sign, which is right next to this, to the south, is 250 feet tall.
Okay.
And that seems, you know, scale-wise, relative to the resorts that sit behind it, those signs are in scale to that. But I just thought I would give you that reference because 171 feet or 172 feet seems taller, so you see that the MGM site is already at 250 feet. So relative to what's going on around it with the additional signs, both for the freestanding height of the sign and then the additional wall LED signs, staff is recommending that.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and open it to the board. If nobody has anything on this one, I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Have a good night.
I'm not leaving.
Oh, no, you're not leaving me.
No.
I was hoping for you.
She's
got time. BS 25055 SG Island Plaza LLC, Ethel Nash Showcase LLC, vacant abandonment easement, interstate of Clark County, located between Las Vegas Boulevard and Coble Lane, between Tropicana Avenue and Clermont Avenue within Paradise.
I walked away. Jennifer Lasovich, Change Community Festival in Plaza Drive. Again, this is for Showcase Mall. It's vacating a little part of the pedestrian easement along Las Vegas Boulevard for that freestanding sign.
I'm going to open it to the public. Is there anyone that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board.
I make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve of preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
BS 250548 Spring Mountain LLC, vacant and abandonment easement in Interstate Clark County, located between, is it Pion? Pion Street and Polaris Avenue, Spring Mountain Road and Highland Drive, portion of the right-of-way being Pion Street, located between Spring Mountain Road and Twain Avenue, a portion of right-of-way being Spring Mountain Road, located between Polaris Avenue and Pion Street, and a portion of right-of-way being Polaris Avenue, located between Spring Mountain Road and Highland Drive within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening, Sheldon Coleman, 2140 East Pella Road, here representing the applicant.
Okay.
The project we have in front of you is at the beginning of the Chinatown area.
10 and 11. So, BS and A.
So, do you want me to read it in together both? Okay, go ahead. It's okay.
This is a there's three different buildings to this project, and they're all three-story in height. They're retail and restaurant combined. And behind the project, there's going to be a large six-story parking structure. And also on the site is a new visitor center, which was coordinated with the commissioner's office, since this is the beginning of the Chinatown area. So as you can see, most of the buildings are set back, especially on this one, set back as far from Spring Mountain as we could get, is along with building B. This one had more of a corner position to grasp the view, is the reason we did this one in the corner. And then this is the parking structure behind. It really won't be too visible from Spring Mountain, but by adding the parking structure, we're going to be over about 450 spots for this site, so we're definitely over parked and probably needed in that area. And to give you an idea of what it's going to look like, is this is the corner of the project, and this is the corner over here on Polaris, and then from Procyon and Spring Mountain, that's the other corner. So as you can see, it has a pretty large presence, but nothing more out of place from right across the street. There's large apartment projects, but our biggest concern, the client's biggest concern, was the parking requirements and making sure we didn't come across our problems that we're having in other locations on this street. So I am here to answer any questions.
So anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board.
If nobody has any objection, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Yes. Yes. WS250547 Spring Mountain Pion LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: increased building height, reduced setback, reduced approach distance, reduced departure distance, and reduced driveway throat. Design review for the proposed shopping center on a 3.20 acre in a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the south of Spring Mountain Road, with the west of Polaris Avenue and within Paradise. Oh, okay, you have any? Okay, then I'm gonna open it to the public. Is there anybody that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one from the public, closing it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on, let me read it into record. I just gotta. This one was it. WS250565 Martinez George, waiver of development standards as the following: eliminate street landscaping, modify buffer and screening standards, increase wall height, reduce across gate setback, increase maximum parking, eliminate bicycle parking, allow attached sidewalks, waiver full off-site improvements. alternate drive geometrics design review for the proposed office of 0.60 acres of a CP commercial professional zone, generally located north of Russell Road and west of Oak Street within Paradise. Welcome. State your name and address, please.
Yes, good evening, members. My name is Robert Kazarin. I'm here on behalf of the property owner for this application, 0565. We are requesting design review approval along with a limited number of waivers of development standards to address practical site constraints while maintaining intent for Title 30 for property 5695 Oak Street. Approval of this application will allow a medical office tenant already under lease to begin operations, generating local economic activity and supporting the investment into the property. This proposal presents a thoughtful balance between compliance with county standards, responsible investment in the site, and reasonable accommodations of existing conditions, while also being mindful of nearby neighbors and minimizing impacts to the surrounding residential community. Thank you for your time, considerations, and I'm happy to answer your questions.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item? Come on up. State your name and address, please.
I'm Samantha Wolf. I live at 5678 Oak Street, which is directly across from this place. And we weren't aware that they were, and we've seen a new business kind of being there with trucks and glass, but we weren't aware that there was going to be a medical facility there. We weren't sure what type of medical facility. It's our bedroom window looks right into their front area, and we weren't really aware of what they're doing, and we saw all the waivers, and so we were concerned about what it might look like, what the traffic's going to look like. It's, you know, that people park already in front of our home, and it's like right there. So we were just concerned about all of it together. We just got this notice yesterday, so we weren't aware of any of it.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the board. Do you want to answer her questions? And you can direct it to us, but she would like to know, like, what kind of medical facility,
yes,
like, what are you going to be running?
My understanding is that it's an appointment-based recovery small clinic. And the intent of the property owner is to actually build the convention gate right over here. So the use of the two gates,
and I guess she said there's already people parking there, so
yeah.
They directed where to park? Like,
where would they park?
The parking is inside the...
But they have to come through the gate in the front? Because they have two
gates? Correct. It would be a point of base, but the gates open and close based on the appointments of the patients. So
this is like a medical...
Yes, it's a small facility.
Okay, so we have to direct to the board, and once you've already spoken and we've closed it to the public, it has to just go to the board, so I don't want to be rude or anything. It can't go back and forth. So so you're saying the parking is only inside the gate.
Yes.
So how are you, by her standards, how are you eliminating the people parking from outside the gate if it's already happening? What is your procedures for staff or visitors that are...
I'm actually not sure about the actual operations of the business, other than it's a low-volume, appointment-based recovery facility.
On that, there's no public parking up in there. Okay, so it has to be on there. Okay. Is there any other thing?
Yeah, I was looking for the design review.
The building design review, do you have pictures of that?
Yes.
Do you have anything else with the elevation? You want him to put it back up there?
Yeah, why don't you put it up
there? Yeah, you can put so everybody can see it.
So folks can see it.
It's an existing structure that was renovated.
So single story. And it's, used to be a residential, but recently it was a small portion. Thank you. was renovated from the interior.
So you're asking for a lot of waivers on your landscaping and all that, and why is that? You have the property. The house sits pretty...
Title 30 stipulates that a lot of things pertain to landscaping around the property outside on the public right of way.
Yeah.
Also on the inside of the property. So there's a lot of things that don't really apply because of the existing, just the existing lot and its location on Russell.
So they do apply because it's the code.
Like for example, the Illuminated Street landscaping. You have the Russell Road right here. Then you have the sidewalk right over here. Mm-hmm. Title 30 calls for landscaping to be between the property line and the sidewalk. That can't be done because we're having existing infrastructure, which is Russell Road. And there's no other way to approach that.
I didn't get this last part of the first day. I didn't get the rest of stuff.
Great. He has to catch up just for a second. Are you planning on doing, because it's a lot of cement on your property, and I know that we have some kind of code that says you can't just have cement.
Yes.
So where is your landscaping going to be? Or where is your buffer of on your... Okay, so you do have the box. Okay, the trees on the border. Okay. Okay.
So all this stuff, the landscaping, according to Title 30.
269.
There's the landscaping on the show.
Is that what you're going to do to the property right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that helps to know.
Mm-mm, yeah. I'm happy to see that because I was kind of worried that you were. I wasn't going to see that when you pulled that up, so. I don't have. Does anybody else have anything? Do they want to?
How many parking spaces did you say you have?
We have about six.
Six? And how many employees will be? I'm concerned about the parking situation that your neighbors obviously have a concern with, and probably the comings and goings of different people, you know, every hour and stuff. So, how are you going to direct all your clients? And I don't know how many clients that will be. I don't know how many rooms you have that you want to help them out with. Can you help me some way and tell me how that's going
to
happen?
Sure. Again, I'm not privy to the internal operations of the business itself.
Correct.
I'm happy to communicate with the property owner and with the residents around to make sure that everybody's happy with what's being proposed there. And again, my understanding is that everything is appointment-based, so it won't be a constant influx of cars moving in now, disturbing Oak Street, which is a residential street.
Appointment-based, and I think that's great. It's not a walk-in facility, but once every hour, once every half hour, is a lot of traffic. So I'm concerned about that for them as residents that live in that area. And obviously it probably was a home at one time.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden it's a commercial structure, which they had no input into probably. So that's my concern.
Staff is denying development standard number 2, and I'm in confusion of why they're denying it, but maybe you can clarify, because it says they're not supporting on DINO development standards number 2, the waiver. Yeah, can you show me why the...
So, this section right here, this wall section that faces a residential lot over here.
Okay.
that owner is willing to increase in height, depending on the conversation with the owner of the property. And then also, this section right here, also facing, this is a residential area, and this wall, according to Title 30, needs to be increased in height.
Okay.
But this property to the west is undeveloped. So that's why we're asking for the waiver standards. And also this right here, we haven't really started the landscaping plan yet. So I guess that's part of the waiver request.
Can I get number six? I mean, I don't understand why the bicycle thing. I guess we're doing trying to be friendly environment, so I don't. We don't all have karate. We haven't got there yet, but I understand it's okay.
That's mainly because of the existing property of property fence around the property.
Right.
So
it's kind of like, yeah, you're okay. Does anybody have any red flags? Nothing? Do you have anything you want to? Conditions? Nothing? Okay. I like your landscaping. I think it's going to be fine. The parking, I do want to make it, I mean, somehow, I don't know, maybe you could figure out how the neighbors could complain to somebody. So if there is an issue, then they can just call and say, hey,
absolutely.
And then you can fix that problem before it gets out of hand, and I'll leave that up to you to be the resource out there. Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And then you move forward to 9:17. Thank you. These all being together. It's all right. 14, 14, 15, 15. Yeah, I know that's what I'm about. I was looking to see about their stuff up. Firefare Family Limited Partnership Zone Change to clarify for, are they here? Yeah, okay. Do you want me to read them all together or we want to do them individually?
All together, maybe.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I need my water. Okay, zone change. A classification for 4.44 acres on a RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone to RS 3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located on Viking Road east of west of Euclid Street within Paradise. VS 250543, vacant and abandonment easement of the interact to Clark County, located between Viking Road and Sandal Avenue alignment and between Eastern Avenue and Topaz, a portion of right-of-way between Viking Road, located between Eastern Avenue, Topaz Street, and a portion of right-of-way within Euclid Street between Viking Road and Sandal Avenue alignment within Paradise. WS 250542, waiver of development standards to reduce street landscaping design review for the proposed single family residential development on a 4.44 acre in a RS 3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located east or west of Euclid Street and south of Viking Road within Paradise. TM 25500135. Tenement map consisting of 31 single-family residential lots and common lots of 4.44 acres in a RS33 residential single-family 3.3 zone, generally located east or west of Euclid Street and south of Viking Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lazovich, NTD Festival of Hazard. Here tonight representing the applicant on all of these applications. The site is located just to the south of Viking Road and on either side of Euclid. This shows you a land use plan. And as you can see, along Eastern Avenue is a mainly commercial. And then as you move east, you get into this mid-intensity neighborhood. And then as you move farther to the east, you get into the rural neighborhood. So today, we are asking for a conforming zone change to go to RS 3.3. That would be for both pieces of property. So this shows you what it would be on both sides of the street. Neither property would be gated. You would have driveway entrances, or I should say street entrances off of Viking and also off of Euclid for the piece that's on the west. And then for the piece on the east, there would be one in cul-de-sac coming in off of Viking. For, I'm gonna stay over here on this piece, there is an existing house that exists right here. They are also the owner of the entire piece of property on this side of the street. So that house is going to remain. And with this project, we will need to put in a block wall. We do have some houses. These are all single family detached homes. We do have some houses that will face onto Viking right here. And then we have some houses that over here will face onto Euclid. The reason I bring that up is that drives the request for the waiver application that we have in. We only have a waiver for two things, and it relates to the landscaping that would otherwise be required as part of the detached sidewalk. So on both streets, both Euclid as well as Viking, we are putting in full offsides to include a detached sidewalk. And let me just start over here. So in the area where we don't have any houses that are facing towards the street, we show the required code, which is 5 feet of landscaping, 5 foot sidewalk, and 5 feet of landscaping. Where the waiver comes in is on this part of Euclid right here, as well as this part of Viking. Those are homes that actually front onto both of those streets. So what we're asking to do in those instances is to still do the 5 feet of landscaping right next to the street. Then you have the detached 5 foot sidewalk. And then instead of the other 5 feet that you would have, which is traditionally along where we don't have front yards, our front yard is really that landscaping. It's 20 feet to the front setback of the homes. And so essentially we're saying we don't need an additional 5 feet on the pieces of the property or the lots where they front onto those streets. So again, that waiver really applies to lots 17, 18, 19, and 20 on Euclid, and then it also applies to lots 21, 22, and 23, a portion of 24 right here, just because of the transition and the way it works on the other side. Outside of that, we have the detached sidewalk with landscaping on either side. Staff is recommending approval of all of the applications with the exception of the waiver. The zoning, just to go back to that, it is conforming to what's in the area. I'm just taking a minute to show what's to the north and to the east. So to the north, these are my roofs. They were approved quite some time ago, so getting the lingo that was in place in the 80s, but I would call these single-story townhomes. That's an appropriate way to reference these. These are single family detached homes. These are single family detached homes here. And then to the east of the site along Saddlewood, those are zero lot line homes. So it looks like this might be one home, but it's really a zero lot line with one consistent roof line. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. I'm going to open it up to the public. Okay, if we want to speak, we can line up, and if you try not to repeat what maybe your other neighbors are public, that they're speaking, so you'll get home sooner. So I'll take the first one up to the mic and say your name and your address, please.
Hi, my name is
Jennifer
Lopez. I live at 1600 I've lived in this area that we're talking about for close to 50 years in a single family dwelling. Viking Road, all the years I've been there, has changed a bit. It was a rural road with a wash going through it and no sidewalks. Recently, there have been some developments there, but my major objection is that people use biking as an alternative to commuting. Consequently, there's tons of traffic. You have a hard time, I live on Euclid, a hard time getting in and out of the street sometimes, let alone the speeding that goes on. And to have at least 61 more dwellings in an area that used to have one private home owned by Worthy Buick way back in the day, and another one that was built about the same time they built my house, and that's the house that's still going to stand, but it passed away many years ago. So I'm probably only the oldest one left in the neighborhood. Anyway, I do object because I think it's too many homes on a small amount of land.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else would like to speak on this item? State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Roger Ellison, 3965 Heldrod Street. I'm a newcomer. This is Toffee. I'm a newcomer to the neighborhood. I've only been in there 18 years, so I'm relatively new. The biggest issue is that our community, it's so sad that we got this notice yesterday. That people had a lot of things planned in our community. We have a tight-knit community. We only have 15 homes in our 5-acre community, and we have decent-sized property, and it kept us a lot closer knit. So watching these going in, extra packed in there to tighten these communities up, I think it's going to be a big problem for the rest of the neighborhoods. My neighbors have the same concern, the ones that couldn't make it. Thank God I'm retired and I can. But, I mean, one day notice was pretty bad. We didn't, I'm the president of our HOA as it is. But when we saw this coming up, this was, I mean, we do need more homes. I understand it. Our community needs to grow, and we don't have the inventory. But to pack this many homes into a smaller sized lot than we have, our community's 5 acres. And 4.4 would double the amount of homes. That's put packing quite a bit of homes on a small piece of property. So I think it's not fair to the buyers either. So, and that landscaping, I don't have a problem with on the street. If you do like we did, we had to have your landscaping done within 6 months in the property. So you know that someone's going to be doing it in a front yard, otherwise you're going to end up with nothing on the street or the floor. So whoever gets or if they're going to go forward, we need to make sure that that happens. Otherwise, we said that the street would be these people, private property would be the landscaping. That's going to be a tough one to enforce. So just our community is very, very tight knit. Like I said, we had a brand new community open just across from our community, the Lennars. They're another tight knit community. They kept it small. And so we're looking out for each other. In fact, one of our community members moved across the street to buy a new home. So anyway, that's just our opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? State your name for the record and your address, please.
Good evening. My name is Christine Beecroft. My address is 3965 Sunwood Court. And I think the majority of us have probably just received this yesterday, right?
Just so we can clarify that.
Excuse
those
me?
Are sent out based on the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners.
Correct.
We have nothing to say about it. It's all due to the legislature. So I just wanted to point that out to you so it doesn't keep getting repeated.
It's all good.
Talk to your commissioner, talk to your legislators. We haven't been able to do anything about it.
But it doesn't give the homeowners a chance to show up in a timely manner.
I totally agree.
And yes, there is another meeting in September, and that is in the morning, and there might be some people working. I'm not against the homes per se being built. I too have lived here since 1964. I have been in the zip code 89121 for over 60 years. I'm very familiar with all the properties nearby. The thing that I don't like about it is how many homes.
Can you address us? Can you just address us in this?
Anyway, I'm not happy about the amount of homes. And Mr. Ellison very eloquently said the traffic is an issue, and it is. Viking right now is a corridor from Eastern to Pecos and Cloud. The traffic can go to 45 to 50 miles an hour, even though that it's a 25 to 35 mile an hour zone. If you have these homes that are going to be built, how are they going to get into their communities without obstructing the traffic behind them, causing another traffic jam to get into their homes each day, in and out? So I do have concerns about that. As far as landscaping, that's great. You know, if you want to do the landscaping, it would be nice if it was sort of covered, not so much covered, but there's walls, that there's some privacy, because not everybody keeps a perfect landscape yard, and it sort of lowers the value of the communities. So anyway, that's my two cents. And hopefully, I did want to clarify one thing on Saddlewood. We are a community of 26 townhomes. So each unit is two residences. For the particular homes that's going to be built behind Saddlewood, which one of them is my home, there'll be about five homes affected. So the houses, I don't know if they're one-story, I don't know if they're two-story homes, and that could also make a difference. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? State your name and your address, please.
Paul Vann, 3810 Topaz Street. I've lived there since 1697, so also one of the old timers. I think that the only thing that, outside of too many houses, that is really a safety problem, if you're butting driveways into the speedway that's developed on Viking, nobody, it's like trying to back into Eastern. And it would be very hazardous to the people who are driving on that as well, because they're backing. So unless those are all circular driveways where they don't have to back, or some other thing, you get yourself, you know, a fatal accident waiting to happen. That's a good accident.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Come on up and grab the mic and do your name and address for the record, please.
Hi there.
The mic.
Joanne Versio, 3977 Euclid. She belongs to her aunt. We live right here. My son owns this house. Euclid has only six houses. All of the lots, but they range from a half acre to 2.5 acres. So we've been next to this place for, oh, and I'm a newcomer because we've had it for 10 years. We're actually excited to get the information about them finally building houses. We knew that he was looking at houses. We had no problem with that. We never knew what they were going to do. And we were excited about new housing. Finally, 33 is crazy. And on Viking, these are large houses. It's not all going to be similar to this. There's a lot of old, 3,000 square foot houses on Viking. And yeah, there's traffic. But on Euclid, right here, we get about 15 cars a day. So we have no issue whatsoever with the housing at all, but we do with the amount. 33, and well, that's all.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Come on up. Name and address for the record.
Oh, are you going to call?
Yep.
My husband.
Nice to meet you. Name and address, please.
Bill Wyman, 3977 Euclid Street. As she said, this is our property. You're going to, the proposed has, what, 8 homes that are going to back to our property. And as I said, we don't know if they're going to be 1 or 2-story homes. That's a big issue. Another issue with that, besides the amount, is our property is slightly elevated from that property. So we have real concern on this back fencing, or how high is it going to be? I mean, we would like to see it as high as possible. I mean, as high as the height of the houses that they're going to put in. I know that's not realistic, but as everybody has said, these are large pieces of property, and you are sticking a tremendous amount of houses in a small property. And it really does degrade the whole area. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to come in?
Hello, my name is Cynthia Kimball, and I live at 3850 Euclid Street. And I also was a speech pathologist at Helen J. Stewart School, which is right there on Viking and Eastern. And it's 25 miles an hour because you have 200 kids who are very involved physically. So I really think that we need to look at that. Plus, there's no bicycle lanes or anything, and the speed is unbelievable. And my going to school in the morning is sometimes impossible because the cars are just all there. It's very crowded on my team, just so you know.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing no one else, we're closing it to the board. Would you like to answer some of the questions? Do you need me to repeat any of them, or you got it? I think you got it.
I heard it. So I definitely heard the theme about there being too many homes. It is 31, not 33. I realize that's not a big difference, but just to note that it's 31, and the irony is really it's 30 because 31 is a home that's staying there, but it becomes part of the map. So it's 30, I'll call it new homes. And we're not asking for a change to the master plan, and I know that's so hard. It's part of the reason why I showed what's around, because this area has a broad range of homes in, like, right there next to each other. You have and she referenced it as a townhome. The county just called those 0 lot lines when I did the research, but what she said is true. So you have that here. You have the larger lots, as the other neighbors said, over in this area, right here, and then you have this, I think there's single-story townhomes over here. And the county, good, bad, or otherwise, master planned this area for up to 8 units to the acre. So our zone change doesn't need a change to the master plan. We are coming in under that at 6.98. We know that's not what the neighbors want to hear, but I am also following what the master plan says, which makes that not... I get it. It's not what they want to hear, but I'm also not asking for anything out of the ordinary. In terms of the common wall or the common property line on the south side here, we don't have a design review in to increase fill, but I could get that gentleman's information and just understand how our grade and their grade lines up. We're not asking to go above what code allows, which would be 36 inches. We're not asking for anything to do that. So that says to me that preliminarily they're saying we must be the same grade, if not, I don't want to say lower, but a little bit lower than where they are. We're not asking to raise the site above that 36 inches, other than what we would have to do for drainage. I think that, you know, I respect where they're coming from. The common theme was really about density and number of homes, and my response back to that is I'm following the master plan.
Can you ask for how many
stories.
The other question was on the traffic control of the exit thing. On my list, that was one of the first ones. They were worried about the traffic. So is all traffic on yours coming out of Viking? Because you don't have an exit
on this side. On this side, there's a cul-de-sac right here. So the homes that face internal to the cul-de-sac, including this existing home that will remain, will go out here. And then there were three lots that had their front yard faces towards Viking. And then on the Euclid side, when you come over here, there's no homes that face onto Viking. It's these four homes that face onto Euclid.
And I didn't, my fault, I didn't see that. They're allowing the three to enter off of Viking like that? Without backing?
We have that on the cloud too.
Okay.
There's a project which approved on the cloud, right at cloud and train.
I don't know if I think because approval makes it right.
I mean,
I'm on Serene out there, and I have to have all of ours have roundabouts because, you know, it had no traffic when they did that. But, okay, and then the other question was, is behind the lady's house, the one and two stories, you said you have no design.
All two stories.
That was
the other thing I was going to say. All two stories.
I closed it to the public, so I can't, and I apologize, but I just can't. Mm-hmm. So there's your design. Okay. Does the board have any questions? Did you want to?
I have a couple questions. I know Viking's very busy because I live off of it, so I know traffic is horrendous, and it is very speedy. And I thank God I'm still alive today because of some of those interactions. But the traffic is a huge problem. And if you're going to have people back onto Viking, they're dead. It's not going to work. And I'm concerned about the amount of people that you are going to put into these two-story homes. That's a lot, and I know it might meet the master plan and everything, but that doesn't make it right or good. Profitability-wise, for you, it makes it right and good, but for the neighborhood, it doesn't. It's a lot of people to squish into a little part of an area that has not been squished for a long time, including the new development that is, I don't remember who they are. They're right down the street on Viking.
Lamar,
right. And they've done an excellent job, and they're also gated. That's my concern. I just think it's too much for the area. So, and the parking is terrible, and the traffic is gonna kill somebody.
How many houses or how many homes do you have on that side versus this side? And are those properties on the right, are they larger properties?
This side?
Yes.
The answer to that is maybe just a little bit, but let me count these out.
It looks like quite a bit more on the left than the right.
It's 10, oh, you can't see what I do. It's 10 right here, and again, he retains, or his family retains this lot right here. I don't have it separated though.
But you got some very narrow properties running
what
along
is,
the back side of the
what
property.
What is the square
on
foot
the
on those on the back ones that are narrow?
Are you talking about here?
Huh?
Right here.
What is?
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's what I think he's saying. They're narrow.
1600.
If I may, the just to help out, the minimum lot size, I believe it applies to the southern lots specifically, is 3,300 square feet. That's it. Yep.
Thank you very much. And then on the side over here, it looks like they're a minimum, kind of looking down, it's like a 34. Looks like there's a 35. So I think the ones over on this side are 33, and the ones on the east side, on the east side of the east side, are more like 34.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could pull it down a little bit. I know this neighborhood has changed a lot. I've been here 37 years and lived just on the other side of Pecos. And I've watched this rural area turn into what it is today, which could have been a lot worse. The concern that I have is that you've got desert radiology on that one side along Eastern, and Eastern has become quite a thoroughfare from what it once was. And you can tell that by what's left of what homes are along the golf course there. And so Viking has not only turned into a thoroughfare along through your area, but down in our area, Twain and Viking have also turned in, going down to Sand Hill and on the Boulder Highway. Mm-hmm. And so you get to a point where you kind of have to be careful what you wish for, because if it's not this, it could be something else. And you've got that commercial right on the other side. So it wouldn't really surprise me to see somebody try to come in and change that commercial, since it's just around the block and what have you. But I do believe that, you know, if you look at what's been done down along Mojave and McLeod and all that with additional homes, it's not this dense. And they're not pulling out onto a major street from their driveway. And I think you're looking at committing suicide if you buy any one of those three homes up along Viking there that exit out onto Viking. Because those cars coming around the corner from Eastern are on the dead run to get to the other end, if they don't live in the area. And you're looking for nothing but accidents. If you had a driveway that was sort of in one side and out the other, that would be a different story. Because then they don't have to back out. They can pull up and drive out when it's clear. But to back out off that road, I don't know how that ever got approved. But it's not right. Because you're going to have some bad situations there. And the density, again, that is way more than what's been done in other parts of that area right there. I know you've got the townhomes right across the street from those, but then you've got larger properties pretty much all the way around the other sides. So I think they need to kind of rework that a little bit. Somehow. I don't know how they would do it the way they've got it lined out right now. But that's a real serious situation, and you're not going to slow it down. Because it's 25 there, it's 25 on Twain, it's 25 on Viking on the other side of Pecos McLeod, and they don't do that. They go 45, 50 miles an hour all the way down.
Viking is 35.
Sorry,
yeah, okay, because you got the same thing.
Yes.
So, you know, if you could come to some reasonable accommodation, I could kind of support it. But that's just, particularly on that left side, that's just way too dense. And you have a very dangerous situation at the top. You're talking public safety up there.
What is the lease that you guys have looked at you guys can reduce that to? I know there's another number someplace. Have you? Nothing. Okay. Is there a way that you can, because I know we go, what, on the 17th? Because you have a lot of concerns with the neighbors and stuff, and as I would tell the neighbors, you know, you get the cards, get your neighbors involved, go to the next meeting, support your neighborhood. Could you have a neighborhood meeting with them to see if you can pencil out anything with them? Because obviously you did, there's been no neighborhood meeting, right?
No, there was one
required. Right. No, I understand that, but it's kind of a good neighbor. You're going in there and you are trying to smoosh a lot of homes into an area, especially backed up to a rural more openness. And those are a lot of lots on the back, and they're very small.
I'm a little surprised you didn't do that. Yeah. That's a big project.
So would you be willing, I mean, would you be willing to
keep the water? But let me, I will always do it. Our next hearing is on the 17th. I can keep that date.
Yep.
Which means I couldn't give 10 days notice. I've got to just do it quickly. I can get the addresses here and give 3 or 4 days notice to do the neighborhood meeting. But I just need to find a place and do it. I will say this out loud because I'm honest this way. I don't have the ability to reduce lots. So I am happy to sit down and do a neighborhood meeting, but I also have heard all of these neighbors say their number one thing is reduced lots. When I got this, I did not get it in the beginning. I did not file this application because I know, you guys know, I probably would have suggested a neighborhood meeting. I got it kind of after it was filed. I was going to hear it. There it is. I did ask that question, and, you know, I feel bad saying it, but I also know the answer. So if you want me to do the neighborhood meeting, I'm happy to do it. But I also I don't want there to be further frustration that I held a neighborhood meeting and didn't do anything.
Right, you can't change.
And I'm respectful of what they're saying, and I feel like I'm caught in a no-win situation right now.
I understand.
Well, I think their biggest concern was the density and the traffic, where those homes up there are going to exit out onto to back out onto Viking. I think those did myself are too big.
So do you want to make a motion? Oh. I mean, my thing is like, I stand strong with like blending stuff and everything, but I look around that area and we're just throwing stuff. So I understand that even in the planning, you said, what was it originally zoned for? Like, before we went and did the overall planning, do you know how many houses were per acre out there? Was it
that? I don't know, because, again, the density here, right here, and the density over here is obviously not half acre.
Right, right. No, yeah.
Obviously here, yes. Down here, yes. Yes.
As you get further east, you get larger.
Yes.
Yeah, but so how much do we cram into one area? I guess that's the point I'm saying. How much do we say, okay, we now can buy up these small parcels and cram it in? We did it with Lennard, has smaller lots. The houses on Sandalwood are smaller lots. You have the condos. I mean, and I get it. It's open lots, but I just don't believe the size of what you're putting there and the lot sizes is fair to the neighbors. What was that?
Existing.
Yes, I know, but existing doesn't, maybe they didn't have the fight in them back there and nobody knew about it, but what I'm saying, just because it exists doesn't make it right. And I'm from a rural area, so I do stand strong that even though we have these little parcels, we don't have to cram them with everything. And I understand that it's profit, and I understand you have to have the pencil out, but it doesn't mean that the neighbors have to, like, you're going to put how many lots behind this lady's house. So I would say, yeah, the standard would be there would be 4 houses or at least 5. But now you're putting, like, how many houses were on that one site? You're putting 10 houses or 8? So, I mean, you're really, and they're going to be like this with no plot lines. They're going to be right on top of each other. So I don't support this. Not on the size of lot that you're trying to put that in, or the applicant, I should say. So I'm going to, I don't know, is that because a vacant and abandonment would be something? Where was the vacant and abandonment? Where are you trying to get
that's
that done?
That's you didn't catch that.
Okay, that's it. Okay. So would I just deny?
For the design review, I think it's okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The lot, less lots, not smaller lots. So that. So. Yes.
Which is item 13.
So. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to deny item number 13. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And then for the item 14, I'll make a motion, well, I mean, I guess to approve, because I don't have a problem with that one. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And then the waiver of development standard design review. I didn't have a problem with the design. I think if you could meet with the neighbors, the ones on the rear, and I don't know the lot numbers, on the rear.
Yes,
those,
on the south side.
Yeah, on that.
Yeah.
If there could be maybe a condition for single story lots there, that might make the neighbors a lot happier. So I don't know how I would add that in my.
So I think you want to deny the
So just deny it then? Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to deny item 14 or 15. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Can I have a waiver as well to do different expressions?
I figured that wouldn't be, if they had to change the lots, wouldn't that change?
The waiver development.
I mean, it's going
to
so.
The waiver development standards only had to do with to reduce the street landscaping. So.
So if I'm okay with the design, I like the design, I just didn't like the fact of the parcels and the closeness of it. I think that so what I would have to deny it then. I mean, that would be okay. So I am going to deny a motion to deny agenda item 15. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
And then for the tentative map, that would be a denial too, right? All I mean, for me to say no to because I'm wanting the zone change. I'm going. Right, so I'd make a motion to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Before you close this, I want to make sure I'm clear because you guys are getting me really confused. All right, so on item 13 was denial.
Yep.
14, approval.
Yep.
And then 15, 16 denied.
Yes.
Oh, well, why was I confused for?
Because I made it confusing.
Was item 15, 4 to 0?
No, 1
three
had.
3 to 1.
She had, yeah.
Got it, thank you.
14, 3 to 1?
Yes.
Thank you on that.
Yeah.
It does move forward, though. We just were an advisory, so you guys know that it does move forward, even though all that. And if you turn your cards in, if you guys all did them opposed, you can turn your cards in.
I got mine today. You had
We have to finish. We have to finish our meeting.
Are we still in the meeting?
Renee, I got to finish.
We're still in the meeting.
Okay, so we asked you guys to step out so we can finish. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting there. That's why I'm trying.
Like, can you announce?
Can you guys step outside?
No. Wait. If you guys have cards that you want to.
I can take the cards, approval of the denial. I work with planning, so I can turn them into the department tomorrow morning.
Well, it's from Nate. It's her.
Oh, okay.
From Nate. She was just.
All right.
Thank you. Can you guys, once you guys turn them in, can you guys step outside for any conversation? Well, we'd like to finish the meeting. We have one or two things to do yet.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, this is one of those meetings.
The person who's going to be in charge.
You don't have to write this down.
I know, you'll get it. Okay, we're going on to general business. Is there any general business?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nope? Okay. So this is a comment, general public, a period devoted to comments from the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, or jurisdiction to be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up to the speaker podium and announce your name and address clearly. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council majority vote. Would anybody like to speak? Please state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes.
Roger Ellison, 3965 Hell Run Street. My question is probably for these guys, actually. My neighbor that lives in the corner behind us, she wanted to raise her block wall 2 blocks. So we found out that in 2018, we changed the regs. You have to get a permit, even though it's just an extension, for repairs and everything great. So she applied for it. The problem is they kicked it back, so we can't give her permit. We don't have the original permit from the wall when we bought the house. Our community was brand new. She was the first owner, I'm a first owner, and the wall was built. They cannot find the records of this permit. So I don't know what we can do, the next steps to help her get this done. I'm the president of our association, so, and I told her I would ask this, since she couldn't make the meeting.
So can you
help? Yes, I can. You know what? You and I can step out right now.
Yeah, he can help you better than any of us. He's who you need to talk to, and
Thank you. We appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next meeting is
We cleared up during the minutes because there was might have been some confusion on a vote that occurred earlier in item number 7. This was Amigo Street. When they had left, they had heard that the board was supportive of the
RV
carport, but they were not supportive of the shed.
Correct.
So I just wanted to find out, what did you record as the vote?
For number 7?
Yes. I recorded that the board approved 1A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. They denied 2A and B, and they approved 3 and 4.
That's exactly what I have. Right.
But when you look at 2B, 2B says eliminate the building separation between the RV carport and the primary residence, where 6 feet is required per section 30.0205. So 2B is actually related to the RV and not the shed. They want to make sure that they've got the vote correct, because they're going to go to the Planning Commission. And they want to
make that motion.
Okay.
Anything that had to do with the RV.
That's what I heard too. But when we were going from waiver to waiver, we denied 2A and B. So we'll go ahead and correct that vote so that the vote reflects approval of 2B and only denial of 2A.
Number 7, only denied 2A, that's it.
Yes, that's just its clarification.
My bad.
And B's not even in the
equation.
B is approving 2B.
Approved 2B.
Yes.
But 2A denied.
Yes.
And then 1A, 1B, 1C, 3, yeah, okay.
Everything else is approved, except the only thing that's denied is 2A. So they just wanted to clarify that before they went to the next step, and they wanted to make sure the records reflected that.
I just want to make sure that was going on.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's all I have. Okay.
Did you read the comments for Jill?
I did. The guy got it.
Okay.
The guy came up and said, I'm like, don't.
I just want to be sure.
Can someone make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.